You might remember hearing in the news or reading the paper about the accident on the east side of St. Paul, and the man came out of his house to help anybody who got hurt, and he was shot and killed. The man that drove the car jumped into his trunk. He was paranoid. And when the guy came out to help him, he shot him and killed him. Well, that man had a wife and four children, four children under the age of 8. I was there, not then, but last night I went to the home of this woman, this widow, and her four children. And she was putting them to bed. And I thought, does she have to go through this every night? And you know, parents know what it's like to put eight-year-olds and under to bed. They want something more. They want a drink. They have to go to the bathroom. They don't like this pajamas. They want something else. Well, it took her at least a half hour to get them settled down. And then we were upstairs in the dining room, and one of them came up and said, "I have to go to the bathroom." You know the drill, you parents. Anyway, I thought, what a sad set of circumstances for this widow who loved her husband and her children dearly. He was a good Catholic, maybe too good a Catholic in the sense. She asked me to bless her children, to bless their bedroom, to bless them, to bless her, which of course I did, and we prayed together. She wanted me to pray with them. In any case, it reminded me about praying always, as we hear today. And that Jesus is telling us that God hears our prayer. And she said at the dining room table, sitting there visiting, she said, "I just don't want to keep going. I would just rather die and be with my husband." And later she said, "But I haven't lost my faith. I still have my faith, but this is how I feel." And you can imagine what it must be like for her. She doesn't have a job. Her husband didn't have insurance. And luckily, she's got a good family where she's staying for now and getting an apartment next week. But in any case, it reminds me of what we hear today in the scriptures about praying always. She prayed. She prays always. And yet she has these terrible feelings, these scary feelings about just wanting to have it all over with. She has no motivation when she gets up in the morning and so forth, which is understandable. Certainly not to be criticized, but to be understood. And it reminded me of our first reading today, where Moses told the people that he'd be standing on top of a hill looking down on the Israelites who were in battle with Amalek. And he stood up there, and as long as he held up his hands like this in prayer, they were successful. But when he put them down, they started losing the battle. And so, as we hear in the story, Moses, his brother Aaron, and another one came and stood with him, and he sat him on a rock and held up his hands, and so they won the battle. It isn't important that they won the battle or that we're talking about military might here, but rather God's faithfulness. As long as we're open to God, and as long as we pray, open our hearts to God, God will be the ultimate victor. And in the gospel, we hear about that lawyer, or the judge rather, who refused to help this woman. And finally he did, because she just kept going and going and going on and on and wouldn't let him rest. And so he finally helped her just to get rid of her. And Jesus says, if that's what the unjust lawyer did, how much more will God love us when we ask God? And so it's all about our relationship with God and how we face the trials of life. Prayer is our entry into the life of God. It gives us wisdom to know what to do and how to live faithfully and how to make good judgments in life. To the extent that we pray, we let God influence our lives. If we don't pray, we give the devil a chance to influence us. We have that empty space where the devil can come in and start tempting us and influencing our lives. So we have today the assurance of God's presence, and also the encouragement to pray. God doesn't force himself on us. We know that. God doesn't come and twist our arms to believe in him, but he does present himself to us as an option for our lives. He lets us realize and remember that he is the master of our lives, not us. Like through Moses, he was the master of that battle. And he's the master of the battle of our lives. So please remember to pray every day. Doesn't matter what you say or how you say it, but it does matter that you want to pray and want to be close to God. And if you want that, no matter what the circumstances, like this woman who lost her husband, she still goes forward in faith. If she didn't have faith, if she didn't have any belief in God, where would her hope be? This would be the end of it all for her, raising her children and then dying, and so forth. So we need to remember that God is part of our lives, and if we are to be victorious in the challenges of life, we need to open our hearts to God.